Diva Kaja is me sure Joe Ballard Thoughtful she arrived with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Ballard and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme you'll hear all types, styles and genre of Irish music. Traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish and old time Irish songs with vocals and instrumentals along with some information about Irish culture, geography and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello friends and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation or a question to ask. Now, just to refer back to the opening remark I made of Scalga or in Irish, I got an email during the week. Well, that's not quite true, friends. I got an email a couple of weeks ago from a listener who said, Joe, what is that little bit that you say at the beginning of the programme? I say, Diva Kaja Tá Fáilte Romhaibh go dtí Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello, friends, and welcome to our programme, Sounds Irish. That's what I actually say in the Irish language. And just to remind you also that you can join me on Facebook at any time. Mind you, I haven't quite got my head round it yet, but, well, I'm getting there. Now, this is the last programme for 2016. So we will still be a little bit in the Christmassy mood. If you remember, and I got some great feedback from last week's Christmas programme, there'll be the occasional Christmas track on the programme because, well, we're still in the Christmas mode, to use the modern parlance. But I'll tell you what, let's get off to a lively start from the Donal Ring Cayley Band and some foot-tapping Cayley music. The Donal Ring Cayley Band playing a polka, especially for Bridie. Now, Bridie is an Irish name, but it's a sort of a pet name for the name Bridget. Young ladies known as Bridget are often known as Bridie, particularly in the rural parts of Ireland. And a Cayley Band is a band that plays for Cayleys, or sort of Irish dances. And they're made up usually of accordions, fiddles, flutes. In that case, it was a saxophone and a drum. Sometimes they have bowerons and some of them have, well, the more up-to-date ones have keyboards as well. But Donal Ring there. Now, we're playing this next track for all Mayo people listening to me. As you are a regular listener, you will know that Joe spent 7 happy years in Ballina in County Mayo, and a lovely town. And I had, as I say, 7 happy years there. I met the lady who became my wife, and we had at the start of our family down there, but eventually we left and we came back up here. Enough of my prattle. I want to dedicate this, as I say, to every Mayo person listening to me on this week's programme. And I do know I have quite a few.
It's just a year ago today, I left old Erin's Isle. My heart was throbbing in the soft light of my Colleen's smile. In all my dreams I see sweet voice soft and low. I know she's waiting where we said goodbye in old Mayo. For two Irish eyes are shining and an Irish heart in the gloaming long ago. Loving Irish arms will press me, and true Irish love caress me, and sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo. Shine all through the darkest night. I know their sweet love beams will always fill the world with light. The roses of her cheeks will lend enchantment to the sea. When the shamrock wears the dew, I'll wed my sweet Colleen. For two Irish eyes are shining, and an Irish heart is pining, where I kissed her and caressed her in the gloaming long ago. Loving Irish arms will press me, and true Irish love caress me, and sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo.
Derek McCormack there from Barleycorn and Moonlight in Mayo. I wonder how many times I've sung that particular song around the world. But to all my Mayo friends, I hope you enjoyed that one. Okay, let's have the first of our Christmas tracks this week. And I recently got my hands and ears on an album by Celtic Thunder, in which they sing some wonderful Christmas tracks, including this one, and this is my wish for you, all of you.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas, let
Sorry, I should have warned you about that. It starts rather quietly and gets quite exciting towards the end. Celtic Thunder, and have yourself a merry little Christmas. And I hope you are having yourself a merry big Christmas. Now, I want to play this next track for Marie, who's a regular listener to me. She's over there in Sacramento, California. And I know she's a big Brendan O'Dowda fan. So, Marie, I'm going to slip this one in for you. It's a song by Percy French. Now, Percy French was a songwriter from he lived from 1854 to 1920. So that makes him I'll leave it up to you to see how old he was when he went to God. But he wrote some wonderful material, some of it very funny, including this track. Now, it tells the story of Mrs. Brady. Now, Mrs. Brady was a widow woman, as we say here in Ireland. Her husband, Mr. Brady, passed away. She was a nice-looking young lady. Oh, yes. So all the lads in the village were trying their best to persuade Mrs. Brady. Here, especially for Marie, is Brendan O'Dowda telling us the story of Mrs. Brady.
Old Brady's gone to glory and the widow has the land. And as she's good to look at, you can easy understand that eligible suitors from the town of Athenry put on the best embellishments and thought they'd have a try. Jim Flynn, the station master's son, though not in Brady's set, was kind enough to say to her one evening when they met. Mrs. Brady, just a whisper to your morning bid adieu. I know a fine young gentleman who'd not object to you. Me family may cut me, but you've brass enough for two. I know who has the brass, says Mrs. Brady. You've brass enough for three, says Mrs. Brady. Then little Francis Fogarty says, women old and young have always been deluded by a civil spoken tongue. I tell her that her cheeks are like the summer rose in bloom, her eyes are like two diamonds, and her breath is sweet perfume. So off he goes to call on her, all flattery and lies, and this is how he started in to carry off his prize. Mrs. Brady, just a whisper, there is none as fair as you. Your eyes are like two diamonds and your lips are honeydew. I'm certain you're an angel and it is from heaven you flew. I believe you're off your head, says Mrs. Brady. You ought to see the vet, says Mrs. Brady. When Flynn, who keeps the grocer shop and owns a bit of land, came home and heard a Jim had got the back of Mary's hand. Says he, meself and Mary have been friends through thick and thin. So he put on all his Sunday clothes and barberized his chin. He called on her that morning, she was very sweet and kind, and this is how he hinted at the thoughts were in his mind. Mrs. Brady, just a whisper, sure I don't know how to woo, but I've got a growing business and I've love enough for two. So name the happy day and will tomorrow morning do? Ah, why not this afternoon, says Mrs. Brady. Sure there's danger in delay, says Mrs. Brady.
We come now to one of those tracks that I say so often. My dad used to sing this song. He did. But as I've told you before on Sounds Irish, my dad never knew the words, all the words of songs. He knew bits of words and he'd start a song off and he'd know that somebody else would continue it. But this was one of them that he used to sing. But before I play it, I just want to point something out that I should have done at the beginning of the programme. We're picking up new listeners each week, and we're also picking up new radio stations that are taking the programme. So if you're taking Sounds Irish, I hope you're enjoying the programme, and I'd love to hear from you no matter what radio station you're listening to us on in, no matter what part of the world. Drop me a line. You've got the email, everton274@sky.com. Now, where was I? Oh, yes, about this particular song. No, I was telling you about Sounds Irish. That's what I was trying to do. Sounds Irish is not necessarily has to be an Irish song that you hear, but it will have some connection with Ireland. It will be sung by an Irish person. It will have been written by an Irish person, or it will be played by an Irish person, but it will have some connection with Ireland, as I think it's very important because of some emails I'm getting that some of the tracks I play are not Irish songs, including this one, but it is sung for us by one of the most popular groups in the Irish ballad scene, well, since certainly the 70s. I'm talking about the Furies, Davy Arthur and the Fury Brothers, and they're singing their interpretation. No, before I play it again, I just want to say to you that I am aware that the Fury Brothers are not everybody's cup of tea, but I think they're basic folk, and certainly Dublin folk music. And I think that's what this is. Although, as I say, it's not an Irish song. It's the Furies and When I Grow Too Old to Dream. And Dad, who's gone to God, this is for you.
Too old to dream, I'll have you to remember. When I grow too old to dream, your love will live in my heart. So kiss me, my sweet, and so let us part. And when I grow too old to dream, that kiss will live in my heart. I grow too old to dream, I'll have you to remember. When I grow too old to dream, your love will live in my heart. So kiss me, my sweet, and so let us part. And when I grow too old to dream, that kiss will live in my heart. Thank you.
There's no mistaking the sound of Davy Arthur and the Furies there, and their version of When I Grow Too Old to Dream. I first heard this next track way back, and I can remember where I was when I heard it. I was training for my very first guide dog at Exeter in England in 1975. We had no training centre for guide dogs in Ireland then, but we do have now. We have a wonderful training centre, which is, well, it's the pride of Ireland and, well, second to none in Europe, we reckon. But I digress. Here, I was training for my very first guide dog, and we had the night off, and we went to a folk club, because you know me and folk music, and I knew there was a very good folk club at Exeter, and we went, and I heard a lady on the stage get up with her guitar and sing this song. Now, I have to point out something to you. I spend a lot of time doing that, don't I? But in the 1950s, England started to build a lot of motorways across the country. And a lot of Irish men, young Irish men, left Ireland to get working on the motorways in England, building the motorways. Lots of Irish men, because there wasn't much work in the 1950s here at home in Ireland, very little work actually, they made their way over to England. Now, we hear the term an Irish navvy. N-A-V-V-Y. I always thought that was something to do with the roads, but recently I discovered it's not. It's to do with canals. Way back in the 19th century, when England were building canals across the country, huge long canals, again the same sort of thing happened. They were short of labour and there was no work here at home in Ireland. And Irishmen left Ireland in their droves to go to England to build the canals, the navigating canals. Hence, they were called Irish navvies. Well, you learn something every day. Anyway, here's Mary Keenan, and she's telling her young son, as she's putting him to bed, where his daddy is. His daddy's over in England building the England's motorway. Remember, laddie, he's still your daddy, and he's coming home to stay for a week or two with me and you from England's motorways. Mary Keenan. Sure.
lilies built them water way.
I like that song from the very first time I heard it, England's Moat Away, and that was sung for us by Mary Keenan. Earlier on the programme, I played a song for all the Mayo people listening to me. Now, here we're going down to the south of Ireland because we're going to Cork. And I've played a number of versions of this track. By the way, this is known as the Cork National Anthem. And all Cork people know what's coming next. It tells the story of the River Lee. I have difficulty saying River Lee on this week's programme. And this is the Tony Stevens version. And now this was sent to me a couple of months ago. Actually, it was sent to me during the summer by a friend who said, have you heard this version? Because I think I'd played the Joe Lynch version of it. But the lyrics are lovely. And I know I'm going to dedicate this to all the Cork people. You see, the mammy was from Cork. We Irish people always talk about our mother as the mammy. And the mammy was from Cork. So I have some Cork blood in me. And I'm going to give you Tony Stevens, On the Banks of My Own Lovely Lee. And I'm sure every Cork person listening to me around the world will join in and sing this. So let's have a round of applause for Tony Stevens.
My thoughts in their fancy take flight to the home of my childhood, away to the days when each patriot's vision seemed bright. Here I dream that those joys would decay when my heart was as light as the wild winds that blow down the mud eye through each elm tree, where I sported and played neath each green leafy shade on the banks of my own lovely lea. Where I sported and played neath each green leafy shade on the banks of my own lovely lea. And then in the springtime of laughter, can I ever forget the sweet hours with the friends of my youth as we rambled along amongst the green mossy banks and wildflowers? Then too, when the evening sun sinking to rest shed its golden light over the sea, the maid with her lover, the wild daisies press on the banks of my own lovely lea. The maid with her lover, the wild daisies press on the banks of my own lovely lea.
Eventually, I'm getting round to thank Frank for that track that he sent me during the summer. Thank you for being so patient. Tony Stevens and On the Banks of My Own Lovely Lea. Very classical sounding. And the piano player was working very hard, was he or she not? Now, let's have some country and Irish. Here we have a show band called the Cotton Mill Boys. Well, that's what they were called. They're no longer in existence. But the show band scene was a wonderful scene in Ireland. I was part of it. And it, the show band, as I've told you before, they were bands that toured the country and they played for, well, they were supposed to be playing for dances, but in most cases, the people didn't dance. They just stood around the stage and listened to the bands. And the idea behind the band was, a show band, was that you played the hits of the day and you try to get them as near to the artist that you could. I mean, for instance, in my case, I had to do all the Pat Boone numbers and the Ray Charles numbers. And that was, we were a show band and everybody in the band did their own thing. It was more of a show than a band, if you understand what I'm saying. Anyway, to get back to the Cotton Mill Boys, I knew a couple of members of this band and they were exceedingly good. They were very big into country music, but this song was written by Jerry Madigan. Now, Jerry was the banjo player with the band. They also had a wonderful guitar player, a friend of mine called Buddy Boland, who's gone to God since. But Buddy was a fine singer as well as a fine guitar player. But this is typical country and Irish, and that's what it is. And it's Jerry Madigan's song, Joey Maroney. Now let's have some good country music.
The sheriff locked him up in jail.
Hey, Joey Maroney, we'll get you out. We'll get you out. Oh, we'll get you out. Joey Maroney, we'll get you out. We'll get you out of jail.
Trains in the state.